Thank you. So, man, tremendous anxiety, you know, just having this open anxiety. And Cruz, because he had hands that looked like the ones that were in the group. And the spine took his hand and said, well, so out of experience, he said that I have come back to his sister this day to go out of the group. And to his child, he was talking, saying, you know, how you could live on a certain amount, you know, how much. And he was evidently with his finger to effect the next day. Food, drink, you know, do a little bit. And he was so tremendous, didn't he?
You know, Derek King, when he was in the depression, he became much more proud and proud of him. Well, that was so good.
Well, they just took care of many people to handle these feelings.
But I simply do that in the first place, and I help people to move to
the well, I don't know just any many things that I mean, because you see, that is so, it's going to be done. And I'm going to say that again, do so that if you have to, you know, and they maybe from you or somebody that says, and they come in back. So here they came back. And so they just let them go to the and they were good. In fact, they gave up because everybody was in the middle of it. And I told them I could have a baby. And they
you know, like what did the, what kind of stores, what was it, Raglan's and the bank and then the...
Yes, well, there's no grocery stores, anything, any stores outside, just that main one street there, you know. And so, of course, the general office, well, I swear the Humble building, it's Humble now, but there was a railroad office there. And then from going on down, not as far as HEB's, but just about almost that far, about the Texas Theater, I guess, there was one grocery store there, and then there was a grocery store right across from Allen Furniture there on the corner that's now the Western Upshore. And that was about it. And there was two banks. There were three banks then. We just have two now. But there were three banks then. There was a National Bank that, down that street. And there was a dime store.
Who was the mayor? Who was the mayor at the time?
At the mayor at the time we came here. I believe it was Mr. Andrews, and he's been there for many years. He lived not far.
You know, when they elected the mayors, they're just like, you know, there's now, they have any big campaigns, you know, they go out more campaigning every now, and they have big campaigns, people back in 27, like that, or they really come to the people and speak, you know, and come back. They started, like, have big parades and big things like that. They ever do anything like that back then?
Oh, yes, and they And then they'd rope off the street, you know, and down there on Clayburg Avenue. And then they used to have so many things, too, that when they'd have a, maybe after they had some kind of rally or some special thing, they'd have a barbecue or something, have tables, right up down the street, and serve food. But the Alanya hadn't quit it because the Lampers were just too hard to deal with. And I've seen, I don't know what you kind of have in mind now, a big, fat, nigger woman and a Mexican woman. And they just grabbed the food. They weren't so hungry. They were greedy. Mm-hmm. And she had on, I don't know how many skirts, and you could say, the rolls of bread were just falling out. She had so much in this big skirt. And they finally just had to give up trying to have anything like that because some people were so hoggish.
What was the police department like?
Well, there wasn't much, but the town, I expect, is a lot better off than it is now. We have too many different transient, different types of people, especially when the Navy came here. And of course, we were all so glad to see the Navy, and we love the Navy and all that. But I know that the chaplain was a chaplain that was a good friend of my son-in-law who was in the Navy. And he had always, I know one time he came, I belong to the women's club, and he came and he said, now this isn't the sleepy little town it used to be. You women can't go on the street and walk around at night by yourself. You're not safe. And says there's all kinds of people that come with the Navy from all walks of life.
When did the Navy come in? You know, what year?
I wish I remember dates, but I don't.
It was pretty, you know.
Well, I'll tell you now, my son-in-law, let's see now, he was civil engineer, and he was one of the, and he kept buying this land out here, the base is on. He claims this base, he's the papa of it. Anyway, they surveyed that land and all that, and now that has been about 30 years ago.
Do they have, like the people that reject the Navy come in? Have there been people fighting to keep the Navy out of Davis?
No, I thought it was real proud to have the Navy come in because it meant a lot of business and meant a lot to
that. How much did the Navy affect this town? How much did it grow?
Well, it just grew by leaps and bounds, you know, after they began to come in. And of course, now there isn't as many. And then when World War II came along, you see, and after that, they didn't use the base so much. And maybe nobody's told you, but the college professors and a lot of the students were moved out to the base and used those barracks. For A&I. I don't know if anybody's told me that. And they used that, and some of the professors lived out there.
Did they, you know, did they bring any men there down the train for the Second World War? No,
well, they were just about that time building the bases. You know. I don't think this base. While, we've had, one time when my husband was gone, and we had a young woman who was staying with, and my daughter staying with us, and so we just had so much window peeping at that time. I know some of those men, and well, they were just the wrong kind of people. They'd be there wherever they lived, I guess. So we caught one night. That is, he was so drunk, and we had a hedge along here. Going along there, he fell in the hedge and he couldn't get up. So we got the police out and they had to wait for me because he was Navy, you know. And they took him to the brig, and it worried these two girls because their boyfriends were in the Navy or the Army, you know. So I met this fellow was a sergeant. And that they arrested. And so I saw a sergeant in the grocery store the next day when I went shopping. So I said, well, what will they do with him? stressed about it. And the girls were, and he said, well, I don't care if he's my buddy. He said, I would have had him arrested. He said, I'd shot him if I could help. He said, they have no business. And he said, oh, says, that's the one that we heard. They had a lecture, all of you know, got it the next morning about this fellow being out with the people, you know. But there wasn't much you could do with them. They were on bread and water for about a week, he told me. And then they turned them loose, and then maybe they'd come back. We never knew. But
no,
it wasn't the safe little town that it had been.
It just started going
but
crazy.
As soon as the town grows,
thank you.